remember that tour I was on with Asher?
So much, much more than what the tzaddik does for us when we go to the tzaddik, does the tzaddik do for us beyond the time that we're with him. Beyond the time that we're with him. That's the idea. If you walk into a spice shop, you're going to smell like spices. The tzaddik is called besamim. Mashiach is called v'hericho b'yiras Hashem. That you can't see the tzidkas of Mashiach Tzidkenu. You can only, you can't see it from his actions, perhaps even. The tzidkas of Mashiach is so nelam. Like Shmuel HaNavi, when he came to find the Mashiach in the house of Yishai, he couldn't see. Even Shmuel the Navi, Anoichi HaRoya, I'm the one who can see everything. Even such a person can't see the Nekud of Mashiach. The Nekud of Mashiach is mamish so b'nelam that only the Kodesh Baruch Hu can see it. Even the Tzadik Hador can't see the Nekud of Mashiach Tzidkenu. That's how nelam the Nekud of Mashiach is. That's why it's called V'hereichu B'yiras Hashem. Reach is something which, even if you can't see it, it's still Megala itself. You can sniff it out. So there's a tzidkas of Mashiach that if you try to understand what the nakuda of that of Mashiach's tzidkas is, you can't understand. You can only smell it. And Be'emes, after Rav Deraivin, the whole side of Besamim on Motzei Shabbos is that when you come through Rav Deraivin, if you leave Rav Deraivin the way you're supposed to, you're going to smell like Rav Deraivin the whole week. That's the ingin of Besamim. You know, the besama that you make a bracha on Shabbos is that boisim of Shabbos, that reach of Shabbos, you know, that we come into Shabbos with tapuch and kadishin. The sudas of the tapuch and kadishin, which means is the tapuch has a good smell. Chazal say tapuch is the esrog. Tapuch is the esrog. When a Jew comes into Shabbos, there's a whiff of Shabbos kodesh. That's why by al pi kavala you're supposed to take hadasim in the beginning of Shabbos. You're supposed to smell the hadasim. There's a whole avodah to do with the hadasim. And there's a baisim which Shabbos affords a Jew. From the moment he comes into Shabbos, he's already smelling like Shabbos. But of course, by Rabbi Deraivin, a person is mamish, he becomes a besamim. And a Motzei Shabbos, the whole avoid of Motzei Shabbos is to be able to hold on to that reach of Shabbos. And although a person doesn't have Shabbos anymore, he still smells like Shabbos Kodesh. He should still smell like that the whole week. The same thing is true with Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is that when a Jew leaves Yom Kippur is supposed to be a day on the Jewish calendar that it literally stays with the person the entire year. Entire year. My Rebbe once told me that. He was saying it in passing. He said Yom Kippur every day. The avod of a tzaddik is that every single day should be Yom Kippur. That's why Yom Kippur, the Masechta, is called Yuma. And the Chazal say Yom Echad B'Shana is called Yom HaKippur. There's only one day in the whole year for a tzaddik that's called Yom Kippur. What do you mean? There's 364 other days. But each one of those days is also Yom Kippur. So the tzaddik has 355 Yom Kippur the entire year. This is really the havchana between a tzaddik and a person who's not a tzaddik. That a tzaddik, when after Yom Kippur, he's ready for another Yom Kippur. For a person who's not such a tzaddik, the moment Yom Kippur is over, he says to himself, oh, Baruch Hashem, another 364 days for the next Yom Kippur. That's the difference. Because Chazal said that La'asadlova, the Zohar says that Asida Lisangiba, that people will delight in Yom Kippur. The Mishnah says that there's no days of greater simcha on the Jewish calendar like Yom Kippur. We look at that Mishnah as mamash apella, like a chayk. How could it possibly be such a thing? But in the times of the Mikdash, the people, they were besamim. They were heilige yidin. They were mamash living lives like neshamas live. So a person who's an ish neshama on Yom Kippur, which is a day which is kula d'nishmasa, which is a day of kula neshama, then the tzaddik has tremendous timing on that day. Like the Zohar says about Shabbos, Shabbos is Yom Dinishmasa Veloba Gufa. It's a day of Kula Neshama. So a person who's an Ish Neshama, he looks forward to Shabbos each and every day. But a person who's connected to his iPhone, so then he can't wait for Shabbos to end so he can go check the news and do whatever he's got to do on his phone. It's either Shabbos is trying to separate you, it's just pulling you away from what you think your life really is, or you come into Shabbos and you finally feel like you're connected to life. A person can taste, he can sense from Shabbos itself where he's holding an Avodas Hashem. Every single Shabbos that comes around, a person can tell how the whole week was from the way that he comes into Shabbos. Am I feel like I'm going from one world to the next? Or do I have a shiraim of the past Shabbos? Or already I have a time already from Wednesday, which is already right now. That person already feels the ha'ar of Shabbos Kodesh coming. So that's why Yom Kippur, when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that Shema Yisrael that we say on the Motzei Yom Kippur, that's considered to be like the climax of the entire year. That Shema Yisrael. And that Shema Yisrael is supposed to be like
launching pad.
Yeah, I guess a launching pad. For the entire year, every time you say Shema, you're supposed to go back to that Shema. That's why it's called, Yom Kippur is called Yom HaZikaron. Not only is Rosh Hashanah called Yom HaZikaron, it's also, Yom Kippur is also called Yom HaZikaron. Because you're supposed to remember Yom Kippur every single day of the year. But b'frat, the Shema Yisrael that you say on Motzei Yom Kippur, that Shema, that you mamish, you belt it out with every single fiber of your being. That Shema Yisrael, you mamish, every single Jew after Yom Kippur, when he says that Shema Yisrael, he knows that it's a special Shema. That he knows that that if somebody would say to him right now, give up your life. Give up your life for Hashem. Every single Jew would do it at that time. Of course, it's pashit. Because the nekuda, there's a nekuda within a Jew which comes out at Ne'ilah, befrat by that Shema Yisrael that a Jew never knew he had inside of himself. And that's called Nekudas Mashiach. And so at that time that a Jew says Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, he prepares his esok for himself. That's why there were some tzaddikim, I think with Mordechai from Nadvorna, I think his yortzeit was the first day of Sukkot. That what happened was that he would buy an esrog before Yom Kippur, he would stick it in the Aron Kodesh. And then one time a yid came and he was curious as to what was going on, and he peered and he looked inside, and he saw the esrog of Ramatha from Nadvorna. and he had kakpadas on him, like, what are you, looking in, taking a peek at my esrog? Turns out that before he put the esrog in the aron, before Yom Kippur, he didn't even look at what he bought. He was just full of blemishes and this and that. But he took it out after Yom Kippur, the first day of Sukkot, his mamish, most perfect esrog in the world. He was able to know from his esrog, mamish, like, how was Yom Kippur? How was my year? How was it going to be? But the esrog is the reach tov and the tam tov. The tam tov and the reach tov. That's Yom Kippur. How does a person smell this year? What's his smell? I mean, it's an akuda which nobody can see other than a Kodesh Baruch. Nobody can see that. The tam toiv, everybody can see. Everybody can taste. That's the chitzonis of yid. Like if a Jew has to do Torah mitzvahs, I'll pi ta'amim. Based on, does it make sense to me? Does it not make sense to me? So that's, am I feeling it right now? Am I not feeling it right now? That's called tam tov. Does it taste good in Avodas Hashem? But then there's the reach toiv. The reach toiv means that I don't understand it. I don't care if it feels good to me. I don't care if it's the last thing I want to do is do this mitzvah right now. But you do it anyways because you have to, because you makabel it be'emunah, even though it's a choik, that's called the reach toiv. And that's the real nekud of Mashiach that nobody knows other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Because Mashiach, anyways, he has a tam toiv almost on everything. Almost. But Mashiach, because of his godless, he goes through such katness with mamish of no asogu b'chlal, the katness that Mashiach Tekena goes through. Like I said to my Rebbe once, I said to him, Rebbe, you say Torahs always, which are so, so high. Like, do you ever go through a stage of katnas? Do you ever have a katnas? He said, he let out a big anach. He says, if you only knew the type of katnas that I go through. If you only knew the type of katnas. We don't think that tzaddik can go through katnas. We think that they're just like, they're supermen. And they just glad that they have no, it's a chayik. It's a chayik in the Bria. If the sun rises and the sun sets, then the tzaddik has ups and downs. It's no, but, we have no idea. If you ever read the stories about the Baal Shem Tov, the katness of the Baal Shem Tov, he forgot the olive bees, the Baal Shem. But that's why he's the Baal Shem. Not because he was the Baal Shem Tov, that he knew the Shem of Sakdashim. That's all the Chitonius. That's what everybody knows about the Baal Shem, which is called the Tam type of the Baal Shem Tov. But the Reach type of the Baal Shem Tov, the Reach type of the Baal Shem Tov is what you see today. The Yefutza Mayinasecha Chutza, that he left a Reach in the world. He left a reach in the world that now that the world could be makabel these things, makabel these iris. This is the esrog. And the truth is that every single esrog, which is the reach taiv, right? This is what we take the entire year. You make the esrog jelly and all the skulos that the tzaddikim make. The esrog is mamish the ikr. It's the lave. But there's an akud in the lave that nobody can see except the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That b'nei adam are yirei le'inayim, but Kodesh Baruch Hu is yirei le'leva. That nekuda comes out by Ne'ilah, Shema Yisrael, Shema Elokeinu Shecha. But it's mamish, it's so high, it just reveals itself for a mamish, like a moment, and then it disappears. You can't find it again. But it's a day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows, V'amech Kulam Tzadikim, that mamish, every single Yid, he's a Tzadik. And only the hands of a Tzadik can build the Beis HaMikdash. And after that nekuda of Tzadik reveals itself, everybody goes home and builds their Sukkah. Because unless the Imagal that nekuda, who you don't want just stama guy to build a Sukkah. You need a Tzadik to build a Sukkah. But you're that tzaddik. You're that tzaddik. So, Vayakim Moshe as a Mishkan. And Moshe is the Shpiza Dilan. Right? Moshe has to build every single sukkah. By he yad of emuna, the hands of Moshe are emuna. You need hands like that to build the sukkah. You only get hands like that on Yom Kippur. How do you get hands like that on Yom Kippur? Because all of your hands that they want to take food, they want to take food, they're used to grabbing food, grabbing this and then that, and you hold back on Yom Kippur, you have yad of emuna. The fact that you're holding on to the sitter the entire time, that's yad of emuna. But here, the Muna Rashi said, the Targum says, but he yada prisum bitzloi. That his hands are, that they're up in davening. Prisun is lashon poyresh sukas. Tzloi is tzel. And Moshe's hands are the sukkah. Moshe's hands are the sukkah. We're sitting right now under the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayakim Moshe as a mishkan. Moshe has to build every single sukkah. But there's an akud of Moshe, which is megal itself, which reveals itself that every single Jew, when he builds his sukkah, these are the hands of Moshe who builds the sukkah. That's what the Salmei Rebbe says, that in the same way that every Beis Medrash will be Koveya in Eretz Yisrael L'Asalavo, every single Sukkah will also be in Eretz Yisrael L'Asalavo. And the reason why is because just like the Mishkan was Nignas, because it can't be destroyed, because Moshe built it, every single Sukkah, you can't destroy the Sukkah. You can't destroy the Sukkah. Moshe Rabbeinu built it. It has to come to Eretz Yisrael. Just like the Neshama Moshe will come to Eretz Yisrael, the Sukkahs will also come to Eretz Yisrael. It's all his Spashtas and Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a Neshama of Moshe inside every single Sukkah. He built it. So if you take the Miloy of Moshe, what's the Miloy of Moshe? Mem is a 80. Mem.
40.
Just the Miloy. Just the Miloy.
40.
It's 40. Now the Shin, let's do Shin Nun.
100.
50.
206.
Let's do Hey Aleph. 91. That's Gematria. Sukkah. Amen. The word's Amen. Amen. It's called Vayhi Yad Emuna. The hands of Moshe Emuna. And the Miloy of Moshe is Sukkah. That means to say that Moshe fills the Sukkah. He fills the Sukkah with Emuna.
If you should use them, it's Gratia Emuna. Okay.
Yeah, if you add it with the Kailan. Yeah. It's called Ispashtusa de Moshe, Beholder Vidar. Zohar says that there's a hispashtus of Moshe in every single generation. Dar v'dar can mean generation, but dar can also mean a dira. And every single dira, which means a sukkah, teshvu kein tadur, that every single sukkah is hispashtus of the Moshe b'chol dar v'dar, every single dira v'dira, every single sukkah has a hispashtus of the Moshe. There's a hispashtus of Moshe in every single sukkah. So we don't need to know where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried. You don't need to know where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried. Moshe Rabbeinu is in the sukkah. This is the closest we can possibly be to Moshe Rabbeinu. Just to be on the sukkah on the Yishpiza de Moshe. Especially on the Yishpiza de Moshe. This is the closest we could be to Nishmas Moshe Rabbeinu. And it gives us that emunah, that reach toiv. This is the smell of Moshe Rabbeinu. And even, that's how the Sfarim say that, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu, when the face readers looked at Moshe Rabbeinu, they saw that he had a face of kas. That you couldn't see on the face of Moshe Rabbeinu like his tzidkas. Only when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megale with the light of Moshe Rabbeinu, with the kikar and arpanav, that they were able to see just a little tamtus of who Moshe Rabbeinu is. You can't look at Moshe and see the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu. The real tzaddik emes, you can look at them, you can see, but you only see like just a ziv. You can only see a ziv of who they really are, because they're really who they are. They say that for HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely. They're kulu l'Hashem, and they're only megale machaset v'chaim, megale tefach. They only show you just a little bit of who they are. The real tzaddikim. This is a nekud in a lev which you can't be oymin on. You can only get a whiff of it. But that's the nekud of going to a tzaddik. The nekud of going to a tzaddik is that reyach of a tzaddik that he gives. You walk away smelling like that. You can't explain it. Like I took my son once to my rebbe. We caught him he told me last night, we talked about it in the car. I guess he had just finished the Kabbalah shiur that he gives. And he was standing when we walked into the room. He knew we were coming. It was my son's birthday. I wanted to take him on my son's birthday to get a bracha. He was standing like this when we walked in by the shed. That's a bad sign. If your Rebbe's looking like this, it means that he's not spacing out. He's deep in thought, you know, on the shiur. So he was just gonna like give him a shalom and you know happy birthday and that was it. I said, Rebbe, you want to sit down for a second? I said, fine. So he sits down. You know, we're trying to like you know start some conversation. Mamish, nothing. Nothing. I said, Rebbe, you want to give him like some chizik or anything? He's like, no. Give him a bracha. Nah, was it. My son was a little disappointed, you know. He thought you go to Rebbe, he's going to be like a big smile. nothing like that. But I know already the way of my Rebbe, that everything is b'pnimius, nothing is b'chitzonius. He doesn't give any chizik ever. So when I said Rebbe some chizik, he looked at me with a twinkle in his eye, and he's as if to say, like, you know me, you know my way. I don't do chizik. That's not Rav Shitz. I don't do chizik in Rav Shitz. Yeah. Give him a bracha, you know, like a cold shalom, you know. But in the inside, it's mamish fire. In the inside, it's fire. So you can never know. But the tzaddik has a way of disguising the hislavas that he wants to give somebody. He wants to give somebody his slavas. He has to do it in a way. This is by Rafshitz, it's a big inyan that the sultan should know. Everything should be underneath. But in Rafshitz, the big inyan is everything goes underneath the radar. Nothing is done. Nothing is done with galus. Befrat. The whole derech is like that. It can become with some disappointment. You know, you go to Rav Chaim Kanevsky and he gives you a bua, whatever he gives you. You know, you think, you know, you want to get more than three letters, but you don't need to. It's not what he says. It's just, you know, when I remember I went years ago, when I went with my wife, we went to Eretz Yisrael 3 years ago, just for a week or so in the summer. We spent Shabbos in Bnei Brak. The Rebbe was there, and we spent Shabbos in Bnei Brak with the Rebbe. So I figured, you know, I would go see Chaim Kanevsky. Bnei Brak, you have to go see the Marda Asra. So I went in Motzei Shabbos, and I was coming in just as he finished Avdallah, just as Rav Chaim Kanevsky finished Avdallah. Closing the doors. The gabbis there are very tough. You know, I wasn't going to be like, you know, a pushy type, you know. So I said to the gabbai, the grandson, I said, can I come in? He said no. Shumo fin lo, so give me tatela to gumar. Everybody has to go. So I just looked at him with like these pleading eyes. And I said to him, I don't want a bracha. I just want to see him. That's it. I just want to see him. So he let me in just to see Reb Chaim. Just to be in the room and just to see him. I said, I'm done. That's all I need. Just to see the tzaddik. That's all I need. To see the tzaddik can be worth much, much more. Moshe Marabino, all he needed to do was see Eretz Yisrael. He needed to see Eretz Yisrael. By seeing Eretz Yisrael, he already had all the avivah Eretz Yisrael. He gave everything he needed to give to Eretz Yisrael. If you go and the tzaddik just the fact that he lays his eyes on you, that's all you need. Even if he doesn't lay his eyes, if you lay your eyes on the tzaddik, that's all you need. They're kona what you need to be kona like that. Even if he doesn't see you, just if you're in the room, you already get the reyach, you get it. We're not trained to think that way because everything, we're looking for the experience. We're looking for the tam toiv. The tam toiv, see that's the lulav. That's, you know, they could say that's Yosef HaTzadik, but that's living because of the reasons why. Doing things because you understand why. We have to be trained. That's bechitzonius. The pnimius is that even though if I don't understand why, I don't know, you know. I don't know why I should go to the tzaddik. You know, it's brought down this farm to go. Okay, so you go, and we don't realize how it helps us. But there's going to be circumstances later on that one day, you know, you're going to be learning in the Beis Medrash, and you may chop a pshat in something, or stam. Just feel Shabbos is starting to feel like Shabbos. Why? Because, you know, 6 months and 27 days ago, I was by the tzaddik. You're not going to make the connection. You're not going to know. You don't know when it's going to set off. It'll set off when it sets off. It's something which continues to, in the primis, it continues to grow. So already by Yom Kippur, now that we're Motzi Yom Kippur, and we're using our Esrog again. You know, if we want to know who we really are, our Esrog is who we really are. That's the real Nakuda of who we are. We can't be Oymin on the primis of it. If you taste, you know, it's much, much more than the taste. It's much, much more. And it's a schus, you know, for chevet to come like this together. You know, there's already a spashtus of the maisha and the sukkah. Befrat, you know, b'chol be'asar, anytime there's 10 yidin together, you know, it brings a shechina kadosha. And it's a bit covered for my family that the chevet comes, but just them for to bring such chash of a chevet together like this, you know, on sukkahs befrat. It has a reyach of its own, you know, to carry us through the rest of sukkahs and within the coming year, Mitzvah. Shukrach, everybody, for coming. I didn't even mean to share this time. This is just supposed to be Hakdama. So This is one, a couple of things Mitzvah Hashem will share as we go on. Let's sing a little, sing a little.